Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. I don't know how long it's been since I did a live Friday show, but live, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up next hour, Kerry Davis, Archangel Medical. We're going to talk about his new website and all the other stuff they got going on over there at Dark Angel. If you don't have a Dark Angel kit yet or something like it, you need to be getting one. And carry it with you everywhere you go. Maybe two. Maybe three. I don't know. It's one thing for me to sit around here and talk to you about the tools. Talk to you about the tools. Talk to you about the people that want to take the tools away from you. But I think another thing about being an activist, about being a citizen militiaman, if you will, is sometimes it's nice to know what's going on in the background. Now, allegedly, now, this person, her name is Sue Payne. She is a co-host on a radio show at WCBM. I don't know exactly where that's at. And she was interviewed by Mark Levin. You know, Mark Levin, they say, well, he's a talk giant. And supposedly vetted by Mark Levin. And Mark Levin gets a lot of press. He gets much more press than I do. But supposedly, Sue Payne has overheard something, and she shared it with Mark Levin. Overheard some details about the Obama amnesty plan. In a phone call that was supposed to be meant for Democratic ears only, federal official ears only, she heard that Obama's plan is to use illegal aliens as seedlings, and they will navigate, not assimilate, as they take over the host and create a country within a country and start pushing the citizens into the shadows. Now, why is that important? Because as they do that, we'll be shooting a few of them because a lot of them are going to be criminals. But welcome to a big part of the fundamental transformation of America. Ms. Payne says that while she was at an immigration rally, she became privy to three conference calls in which 16 Obama administration officials, including Cecilia Munoz, director of Obama's White House Domestic Policy Council, discussed plans for what can only be called the final destruction of traditional America and the cementing of the leftist hegemony, whatever you call it. Munoz, by the way, is perfectly suited to this task. She was once a senior vice president for the anti-American Hispanic lobbying organization, the National Council of La Raza. If you don't know what that means the race. I guess the Hispanics believe they are the race. She opened the interview by explaining what Obama actually did on November 21st, the day he signed his supposed executive amnesty, was create the task force on new Americans for the purpose of his, you know, putting together his legalization scheme. And it won't be applied to 5 million, as he stated. The plan is to apply it to 13 to 15 million to give protection to and move into citizenship. The illegals are labeled seedlings, and the eventuality is that they are going to take over the host and then the immigrants will come out of the shadows. According to Ms. Payne, that's where the citizens begin to be pushed back into the shadows. They will be taking over the country. And one of the members of the task force let loose that they would be developing a country within a country. To this end, the Task Force for New Americans, the goal is to create a welcoming feeling in illegally ceded localities, which would be redesignated receiving communities. Subsequently, they would be transformed into what is labeled emerging immigrant communities, or some would say Mexico Norte. The officials also said, according to Mrs. Payne, that for the seedlings to grow, they need fertile soil. Read that to mean your money. They need to, the legalized aliens need to be redesignated as refugees and be given cash, medical care, credit cards for purchasing documents, and since many illegals will be older, Social Security, so they can age successfully within their country that's within a country. They're setting it up to where we will be funding our own destruction. Now, why should we take Ms. Payne seriously? Mark Levin believes her. I'm sure, you know, from Gun Owners of America, we've heard for a long time that this is going to be, they're trying to use this as, one of the side effects of this would be the death of the Second Amendment. All the while, of course, we do have, legal immigration that they're just completely ignoring, because the left wants to import their voters. They want to engage in demographic warfare, and they want to author the death of the republic. The coup de grace that Obama will use against rightist opposition is mostly embodied in just one word, amnesty. That, along with other measures, will both grow the Hispanic voting bloc and ingratiate Obama to it. And this will enable him to create a powerful coalition of black America, young voters, and Hispanics that, along with the older whites that he may be able to retain, they're hoping will constitute an insurmountable electoral force. And that's why amnesty has long been the dream of the Democrats. Now, who's there to stand in the way? What do we have? We have John Boehner. And McConnell. Obama against Boehner is the Beltway brawler versus the Beltway baller. And to a certain degree, I suspect that a lot of the establishment Republicans, like my senior Senator Lindsey Graham, want executive amnesty. Why do they want it? They want it because the issue's been a big thing hanging around their necks. And while they don't have the guts or the desire to stand up against Invasion USA, they also know voting for amnesty would mean electoral disaster. So if Obama does it, they can claim to be against it, keep their office. You know, Obama does it, the issue's off the table, and they can move on to something else that's easy to do. After the November election, Obama said it was his profound preference and interest to see Congress act on a comprehensive immigration reform bill. But he's going to be working via executive orders. He's trying to ban ammunition via executive orders. He wants to raise taxes via executive orders. We have a king now. We have a king. Okay, we'll get to part two of this when we get back. This is why I prepare for combat. This is why my rehab, when I'm at the hospital later today, will be a little different from everybody else's rehab. Because I'm not planning on just being able to go to the store. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're talking about something that was overheard. We're talking about the way the enemy in this particular case, and yes, if the Obama administration intends for immigrants to take over the host, that being the United States, he is the enemy. And any that will aid and abet him are the enemy. And what I like to specialize in is the solution for the enemy. It may be the only solution. It may be the last solution. But, and let's look at, let's talk about the options here, okay? There's always the courts. There's always the courts. Now, Obama can just ignore the courts. And, you know, I would expect he would, because this is something he really wants. He didn't get gun control, but see, if he gets amnesty, later on down the road, somebody that's on his side gets gun control. They get the removal of the Second Amendment is what they get. Later on down the road, he'll be the precipitor for it. Now, there are a lot of people that think amnesty has always been a matter of time based on the way today's culture thinks about things. But there is, like all things, is a silver lining to this cloud. The left has been very successful, very slowly boiling the frog, with this legal importation of socialist voters and the gradual transformation of our culture via entertainment and the media and academia. By going all in on executive orders and amnesty, by going from evolutionary to revolutionary change and turning the burner up high, the left risks snapping the frog out of that hypnosis and letting him know that he's in pain. And when the frog becomes aware of that, how should it jump? Now, when he was telling the Republicans after they won this November victory that he'd like to see a bill, what he's saying is that his preference would be to follow the Constitution. He said, you send me a bill that I can sign and these executive actions go away. Translation, send me a bill that says the same thing as my executive actions and executive orders and I'll stop doing them. But he's also saying that my will be done one way or the other. So what do you do when someone tells you, my preference is to follow the game's rules, but if I can't win that way, I'll have to cheat? You have a few options. You can continue to be Charlie Brown. You can keep thinking that Lucy's not going to pull the football away. You can cheat right back, which is going to be hard to do without judges in your back pocket, or you can stop playing the game. Now, politicians verbally, okay, and publicly always follow option number one. They want to be Charlie Brown. Far be it for them to violate a law, even if it's an unconstitutional law, and therefore lawless. But a lot of people like me, and probably a lot of people like you, like you, pick option number three. And this means nullification. Now, the Constitution is a contract that you and I have with each other. And some of the each others make it into positions like President of the United States. So what happens when one party subject to the contract continually violates it in order to advantage itself, aided and abetted by a corrupt judge or a corrupt judicial system? That contract is null and void. Cheaters never voluntarily stop cheating. So within the states, within the individual states, and they're starting to sort of go that way, but the governors and the legislatures within these states need to man up. They need to reach down and grab their fortitude, and they need to man up. They need to call the feds up on the Fed hotline and say, you like acting unilaterally and unconstitutionally? We too can play that game. And that means not just ignoring what you dictate, but we're going to nullify a multitude of other things as well. The other option is a demographic and cultural genocide and the politics that attend that. And the left knows this. When you grow diversity, you're going to hinder conservative priorities. Amnesty will decide who's in charge of the country for the next 20 or 30 years. Make no mistake about it. It is nefarious the way it's designed. An ex-advisor to former Prime Minister Tony Blair confessed in 2009 that the goal of the British Labour Party's massive culture-rending immigration was to rub the right's nose, the right in Britain, to rub their nose in diversity and render their arguments out of date. Unfortunately for Britain, and in most cases in Britain, over here it seems to be Hispanics that they want to import. In Europe, it was Muslims. So, a political party, in order to take over, you know, to render another political party, to render them obsolete or render them weak, you know, harmless, imported a group to make a country within a country. And the problem is that country that's within the country is expanding, just like it will here. And it will consume them. It will consume the leftists in time. That's the thing about this kind of contagion. It is consuming. And once it consumes your enemies, it's still hungry. And it will come for you. Fear not, leftists. Do not be afraid. While you're there implementing that, people like me are waiting. And we will deal with this. We will defy and we will nullify. You and I will have a talk after all that's done. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
spend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, I just gave you the bad news, I told you about. But you know what? I want to give you some good news, too. And once again, this is coming, the heartache is coming from a gun grabber. Obama's a gun grabber, so is this particular villain. In upstate New York, where they border Pennsylvania, the farmers of New York look over at the farmers of Pennsylvania, and the farmers of Pennsylvania are driving luxury pick-em-up trucks. They're driving, they're building extensions onto their houses, or they're paying off their mortgage early, or they're reconstituting their equipment at their farm. And they're doing that because they're able to lease land to people trying to extract oil shale on their land. And they're doing it well. That's because in Pennsylvania, fracking is not banned. In New York, Cuomo has banned fracking. So while certain parcels of land in New York, just across a border, that doesn't really exist, it's not really drawn on the ground, it just exists on some map, that border is the difference between foreclosure and prosperity. Coming out of New York, now there's 15 towns that wish to secede from the Empire State and become Pennsylvanian. Now, mind you, Cuomo, like all liberals, Cuomo, liberalism is a parasite. It's a consuming organism. It has to take. It has to make you give up. You don't have rights. You have privileges. And eventually, it makes full circle and it comes around and it consumes itself. Okay? Unless it goes from the socialistic to the communistic, where they just enforce with force. Once they've disarmed you, of course. What they wanted to have in the first place. And even that, in time, decays and falls apart. In New York right now, businesses are leaving left, right, and center. But most of the time, that's either businesses or individuals, not towns. 15 towns in the upstate New York Towns Association are actively researching whether or not they can secede to Pennsylvania, in part due to staples of the Cuomo economy, the high property taxes, the low business revenue, and, of course, fracking. But they want to know, is it possible to secede to Pennsylvania? The group says a few factors pushing its research are high property tax, you know, everything I just said. Right. According to Conklin Town Supervisor Jim Finch, the southern tier is desolate. We have no jobs and no income, and the richest resource we have is in the ground. And because fracking is not allowed, they can't go get it. You see, this part of New York sits on the Marcellus Shale, the Marcellus Formation. And it is soppy with oil, and that shale on the New York side is unreachable. It's unable to be tapped. And for a lot of people that are property owners, this indicates to them that they don't own the property. This takes away their rights as a property owner because they're being told what they can and can't do with their property by the state. Now, these towns are in the Broome, Delaware, Tioga, and Sullivan counties. The association there does not want to name the towns without their permission and also declined to comment on specifics at this time. But right now, the research is ongoing. The group will be updating as they go along. The counties in question are very rich in natural resources, and they make up the backbone of the region that is most against the SAFE Act and other liberty-infringing nonsense that Governor Cuomo and his cadre of corrupt cronies throw out there. And this would have a very beneficial, long-term beneficial effect for us and not so good for them. Philadelphia is blue. Pittsburgh is sort of blue. The rest of the state is gun-loving. The rest of the state of Pennsylvania is gun-loving. If 15 towns were to join Pennsylvania all of a sudden, and they're against the SAFE Act and they're gun-loving towns, I don't know what their population is, but it's going to take away some of the population of New York, which means later on down the road, they will lose electoral votes and they will lose representatives in the House. That's very important. They will also dilute the voting bloc in Philadelphia by coming to Pennsylvania. However blue Philadelphia may be, they will be diluted to a degree by all of these gun-loving patriots that just want to live and actually believe in property rights will do when they bring it to Pennsylvania. Now, they'll be running from a lot of things out of New York. You got a lot of... they won't be run... You know, the whole state of New York is run by New York City. And that's because of the population of New York City in comparison to the rest of New York State. And that kind of power breeds corruption. Just ask Sheldon Silver, who just got indicted. Ask Cuomo. And the people in the upstate of New York have an uphill fight. So rather than fight New York, they've decided to leave New York and go to Pennsylvania. Where even despite their version of New York City, which is called Philadelphia, you know, maybe they can change things so badly that Philadelphia will secede to New Jersey. The mayor there in Philadelphia, Mayor Nutter, made it his personal goal to wipe out Second Amendment rights for the city of brotherly love. But this could tip some scales. It's a very intriguing notion to consider. And here's the thing. Depending on where they are, if they border Pennsylvania, if these 15 towns border Pennsylvania, what really is there to keep them from doing it? Sure, they can go to court and be told you can't do it. They can be told by the politicians you can't do it. They can be told by a lot of people you can't do it. But unless, you know, there's a reason in the Army we say that the infantry is the queen of battle. Because unless you've got somebody there willing to go hold these places by force and not let them put on a Pennsylvania license tag on their cars, how are you going to do it? And this sets up, you know, I always thought the SAFE Act would be what pushed some people over the edge and we might see a powder keg erupt. It might be the eruption of totalitarianism as they try to keep people from going over the figurative wall to freedom. I'm running to freedom. Out of Tioga County, New York, I want it to be Tioga County, Pennsylvania. I want to enjoy the large amounts of freedom. I want to enjoy the low amount of taxes. I want to actually own my property. I don't want to be run by a megalomaniac. I find that pretty refreshing. Sorry. For all of you that may be politicians in New York, if I offended you, we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. When you're out walking about in your day as an armed American carrying a gun on you, what is one thing that I tell you that you have to do? You have to be situationally aware. However, a lot of those things, when push comes to shove and when you are actually in that moment of truth, that situational awareness degrades. Now, there's a little joke that goes around amongst the self-defense type attorneys. When they ask somebody who had to defend themselves with a gun, they say, "What? Why did you shoot him six times?" The stock punchline is, "Because I ran out of ammo." And that has a lot of truth in it. Because when you're in the middle of a self-defense incident, few people are able to count their shots. It is extremely common for people to empty their guns while attempting to stop a threat. There's a phenomenon that commonly occurs in life and death situations, and it's called tachypsychia. You have this perception that time slows down, even though things are happening very fast. Somebody who is trained with, say, a 1911, can empty that 1911 in less than a second. And a person who's hit in the chest, even with a shot that hits the heart, has about, you know, they're going to have about 20 seconds of life because they have oxygenated blood in their organs. They have adrenaline that's dumping in their system. Anybody that's ever hunted deer can get that. They get that. It's common for a deer to shot through the heart and run 100 yards before they fall over. It is common for people to be hit multiple times, very fast, before they fall down. The first shot may be a killing shot, but they don't know it yet. And it's very easy to empty their gun before their assailant drops. Now, I doubt very seriously if somebody named, her name is Ann Baskerville, and I doubt that she has spent very much time considering the finer points of the dynamics of defensive use of guns. You know this because of some of the things she said. She is the Dinwiddie County Commonwealth's attorney. And she said that 18-year-old James Fison fired eight rounds at his father with a .45 caliber handgun, with six shots hitting the victim. And she said he emptied the gun, and the only reason he stopped shooting is because he didn't have any more ammo. And for that reason, she charged Fison with first-degree murder, which could land the man, this young fella, in prison for the rest of his life, plus 3 years. I don't know where that comes from. Where do you come up with life plus three? Now, the father in this case, Irvine Fison, was a very big man, 6'4", 250 pounds. Domestic violence charges in his history, and he was once sentenced to 11 months in jail, of which he served 1 month before being released on parole. Faison's brother, Michael Baumgross, made this claim. It was senseless. That's it overall. If you were going to try and claim self-defense or something, why did you have to unload the clip in him? You could have just shot one time, and that would have been enough. This concern with young James Faison emptying the gun on his father is exactly what the Dinwiddie Sheriff's Office and the Dinwiddie Commonwealth's Attorney's Office are pursuing first-degree murder charges for. Don't know if all the forensic evidence has been released. There may be a little more nuance than first meets the eye. If the report is accurate and the prosecution is basing their first-degree murder charge on the number of shots fired, they're basing their case on something very fragile. Their ignorance about what actually happens in a self-defense shooting is showing badly. When I train, and I've been training this way since I was in the military, and I train, every class I go to trains me this way. I shoot till the threat goes down. If it goes down in one, that's great. I have change. If I have to empty the magazine, I don't put clips in my guns, put magazines in them. If I have to empty my magazine into them, the only thing that concerns me about that is I got to get that next magazine in there and seat it, and I got to get that round chambered. A .45 caliber weapon can be emptied with great, great speed. And it can be, you know, you can shoot somebody so fast, so many times, that you can shoot them faster than they can react to being shot. Now, once again, Miss Baskerville shows another misunderstanding of the meaning of vigilantism and self-defense. She said, it's sympathetic when anyone is a victim of abuse, but you can't just take it into your own hands and be a vigilante. Vigilante is a word that is egregiously abused. A vigilante is, a true vigilante, is someone that goes looking for trouble. He goes trawling for trouble. He goes where trouble is, and he gets involved in the trouble. And he's getting involved in the trouble for the pure reason they're doing it is to kill the troublemakers. That's a vigilante. But they use this a lot in self-defense shootings. I guess to imply that only the government can shoot somebody six times. But that's never been correct. It has never been correct. The right of self-defense is a fundamental right of all living creatures. So they're charging this kid with murder because he shot somebody six times. Now, yesterday when we were talking about the M855 round, which is a rifle round, I recounted a story to you where a sergeant major shot an insurgent four times in the upper body with this rifle round, and then he ended up having to take him down by hand. Now, if a rifle round, if four hits from a rifle round is not going to do it, even though we know it's the 62-grain green tip penetrator, and we know that it does these ice pick wounds, you know, somebody shoots at me four times and I get hit, I'm probably going to notice that. 45 ACP, you know, there's a lot of people that swear by these things. Took this kid six shots to take his dad out. 6'4", 250 pounds. I don't think that's that odd. I don't think it is that odd. It's a good thing that it wasn't me doing the shooting, because I don't carry guns that only hold eight rounds. Instead of six shots, they'd been going, why'd you have to shoot him 15 times? Because he was still standing up, Your Holiness. I just don't know about some of these places. Before we run out of time, they've got to be, you know, I don't understand states like Florida and South Carolina, because Florida led the way But they have to have all of these bills. Their legislature is so meddling. But they led the way in carrying guns around here. And they're, what they're trying to do is they're trying to, and we've talked about this before, they want to make it legal for you to run for your life and carry a gun. But that has a time limit. It can only be for 48 hours. Now, that's designed for hurricanes, okay? But hurricanes are not the only thing you might be evacuated for. They're not the only thing you might be evacuated for. There are other things that might cause you to run. An invasion of the U.S. that would be seaborne would be very, very, on the southeastern side, landing in Florida would be the way to go because you can land on multiple sides. You know, you got an eastern side and a western side that you can just bump up against and hit the beach. More people on the ground, more boots on the ground. Lots of reasons to evacuate a place. And they're arguing about something that is fundamental. And here's the thing, here's the funniest part about this. The funniest part about this is they want you to believe that law enforcement and the government is going to be there to make sure that you understand that you can only hold that gun for 48 hours, carry that gun for 48 hours. They're not going to be anywhere near this. They don't have the resources to handle this. Just go ask people of New York and New Jersey. Ask the people of New Orleans. They don't have the manpower. Let's go on hour number two on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.